Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, March 13th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. We're getting to that time in March where it is basically all college basketball all the time. In honor of that and the fact that I got a little bit of a slow start this morning, I'm going to do this impromptu today, which means a lot more ums, ahs, oohs, and I'm just not going to edit any of it, so deal with it. All right. Maybe I'll edit that out. We'll see. There is a little bit of NBA basketball tonight. Not the best games out there, but there's one nationally televised game. It's the Los Angeles Clippers at Dallas Mavericks, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBA TV. That one features two teams who, you know, they're kind of old, they're nasty to each other, and to everyone else. It should be pretty fun to watch. The NHL actually has a pretty weak slate of games tonight. The best one is the Anaheim Ducks at Minnesota Wild, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on regional networks. That one is really the only game between two potentially playoff teams. The Ducks are definitely in, and the Wild are hunting for the last playoff spot in the West. All right, now moving to the main course, the college basketball. There is a lot of men's college basketball championship tournaments that are on their way. Most of them are in their quarterfinals or semifinals. Starting pretty early in the day at noon, there's the American Men's Championship. American Men's? I guess it's the American Conference Men's Basketball Championship quarterfinals. On ESPN2 at noon is East Carolina versus SMU. SMU is, I believe, coached by Larry Brown, who's this legendary coach who is one of the few people who have won a championship in college and in the pros. He is now in his, I think, 70s and still coaching strong. At the same time, over on NBC Sports Network in the Atlantic 10 Conference, it's LaSalle versus 24th-ranked Davidson. Davidson is often a frisky tournament sleeper team. On ESPN, it's Michigan at Wisconsin. Wisconsin is probably going to be a one or a two seed, very good team, and they should be able to take care of Michigan. At 1 p.m., moving over to the SEC tournament, it's number one ranked Kentucky. They're 31-0. They're undefeated. They play Florida, who's 16-16, probably not going to beat Kentucky. But I wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky loses sometime in this SEC tournament. Then there's a little bit of a lull over until the evening. 7 p.m. on ESPN2 in the Big 12 semifinals. It's 16th-ranked Baylor against 9th-ranked Kansas. That should be a good one. At the same time, 7 p.m., this is the one to watch at 7. It's North Carolina, 19th-ranked North Carolina against 3rd-ranked Virginia. Virginia is one of the best teams in the country. They're 29-2, and they just play incredibly slow defensive basketball, which may seem boring, but I enjoy it, and you might also. Then at 9 p.m., two games to watch. 15th-ranked Oklahoma plays 13th-ranked Iowa State in the Big 12 championship semifinals. This is the other side of the Baylor-Kansas game, so whoever wins those two will play each other in the finals. And also in the ACC, on the other side of the North Carolina-Virginia game, is Notre Dame versus Duke. Notre Dame is 11th ranked, they're 27-5, and Duke has only lost 3 games. They're the second best team in the country by rankings. And that should pretty much close it out. There is one very late game on at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time if you just can't sleep. It's one side of the Pac-12 Pacific Athletic Coast Conference semifinal. It's 17th-ranked Utah against Oregon. Thanks for listening. This was a somewhat disorganized sports forecast for Friday, March 13th. Happy Friday, 13th. Find me on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks, as always, to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day and a great weekend.